You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good morning. It is 9:06. Yeah, time for the 9 o'clock stretch. And I'm sure Bob Rose, even in his absence right now, is stretching. I can almost hear him going, ah, and then something pops, and then, you know, that stretch is over. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Well, the answer is always yes. Well, it's been kind of an interesting morning, a fun morning. I apologize because we're transitioning into a new phone system. I've not had access to your phone calls this morning, but it has been good to hear from you because I really wanted to hear some of your 4th of July, you know, memories and that kind of thing. You can still shoot me an email if you want, greg.cassidy@odyssey.com. So I've lived in Florida for 11 years. Coming up in September, I will have been in the sky for 8. And I did not realize when I moved here what a blue spot that I moved into. Sometimes we learn. But somebody that I kind of discovered, even though we had not met officially, somebody that whose work I found very quickly when I moved here, was that of Jake Fuller. Maybe you saw his work in the Gainesville Sun. Maybe you, like I, follow him on Facebook because I think he's absolutely amazing at what he does and very sharp, and I like that. So we say good morning, Jake. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thanks for being had.
I'm a little in awe because I finally met Greg Cassidy. You know? Wow. It's like, you know, the star power is overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. He read that just like I wrote it. So, first off, a little background. Now, give us the short story. For those who don't know, and may not know Jake, or maybe just they've seen your material, you know, I may refer to it as a reference to it as a political cartoonist or editorial cartoonist.
Yeah.
And for years and years and years, that was a part of pretty much any newspaper in the country.
Yeah, it was. You know, I started off kind of pushed into it by my wife.
That happens. Yeah.
I mean, wives are always behind everybody, you know, pushing their husbands.
Absolutely.
I was working at the university, and the Gainesville Sun had this contest to send in your best local cartoon. And so I thought, I wonder if I could do that. And my wife kept saying, you're better than the stuff they run in the paper, you know. Go ahead and do it.
Is this something you had done just kind of on your own for your own entertainment in the past? Or
No, I'd never done it.
And are you serious?
I thought, well, okay. She kept badgering me, as wives can
do.
No,
we call it encouragement. Yes,
yeah,
that's
encouragement.
Okay.
Yeah. And so at the time, we had a guy running for sheriff who was the police chief, Waylon Clifton. And I didn't realize at the time that he was... at parties, he would do an Elvis impersonation.
Really?
So, okay. So anyway, he got caught in this lie about playing for the Alabama Crimson Tide, you know, which he never did.
Okay.
So they found out about it. He was actually putting together like news articles about how great he was, you know, and it turned out all to be a big lie. Well, I thought, I guess I'll do something on that. So I drew this cartoon of him giving a woman a ticket, and he was dressed like Elvis, and he said, and it was like a National Enquirer, and it said, I was Elvis in 65, 66. And he was, you know, they had the, whole, the big collar.
Sure, yeah.
So they published it, you know, and the next day he drops out of the race, and I felt terrible. You know,
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, so he said, no, it had nothing to do with it, you know, and, anyway. So after that, I thought, well, that was kind of cool. I saw my stuff in the paper. So,
sure.
So I thought, well, maybe I'll do another one. So I did another one.
Right.
They published it, and I kept doing that for a while. And so finally, after, I don't know, 6 months of doing sporadically doing cartoons, the editor, Ron Cunningham, called me in. He said, we'd like to start paying you for these. And so he started, so he started paying me $3 per cartoon.
Hope he didn't spend it all in one place.
Yeah, and it takes about 3 hours to draw one. So,
well, see, that was going to be my question, because while we look at it, you probably have an inspiration of, okay, something gets said, a political candidate does something, a politician does something, but then you've got to formulate both the concept and then how can somebody look at it, what's that punchline that immediately gets their attention and they get it.
Yeah, you got one frame, you've got a come up with a concept, you got to draw the, you know, figure it out how to draw it, and in 32 words or less, that's pretty much the rule.
Gotcha.
You know? So, you know, sometimes you can break that, but so it's really kind of a challenging to put an idea and inspire people, good or bad, you know, inspire them.
Because you only got one moment to make your point.
Yeah, and you make a point, and you get a lot of reaction, and my editor, he said, finally, they finally hired me after about a year or two. You know, they hired me.
You're worth more than $3 a frame.
Well,
I
went
point.
Up to $5 and $12. And then finally they said, you know, let's just hire him. So they did. And so I was the associate editorial page editor.
Okay.
Whatever that meant. You know?
Sure. Sounded good.
So I did a lot of other stuff other than the cartoons. But he's the one that said, you got to do it in 32 words or less. And so, you know, you get after... You learn your craft and you get better at it, and you know, finally you you know, you're really comfortable doing it, and that's all I wanted to do.
Political cartoonist Jake Fuller in the studio with me this morning. Now, from the artistic side, had you had any kind of a background where that was anything? Did you draw as a hobby as a kid? How did that part develop?
Yeah, I've got a BS, a Bachelor of Science in journalism.
Okay.
Then I've got a BA in fine arts, and then I've got a master's in fine arts.
Gotcha. Okay.
But that was all painting, and so they really frowned on cartooning.
Yes, it didn't meet their standard.
No, you know, but then again, one of my professors, I saw him years later, and he said he was really proud of him because I was actually using my art background to do something productive.
That's cool.
And so, yeah, it made me feel good. So, but really, you just learn composition and that kind of thing. And I just took years studying other cartoonists and their techniques. I developed my own technique.
Now, from the standpoint of not necessarily political, but just cartoonist, who would you say are the either the ones that were really the good inspiration that we may know or we may know their strip? You know, what were the ones that you were like, yeah, that's good stuff?
Yeah. Jeff McNelly, he passed away a while back, but he did that cartoon Shoe, but he was also an editorial cartoonist. And then Jim Borgman, he was a cartoonist, editorial cartoonist up in Ohio.
Okay,
I think Columbus, and a few others. You know, and I really admired their work. And so, you know, I didn't copy their style, but you kind of learn.
Sure,
make it your own style. You know, you sort of like. Do your own thing, and it turned out
well. It's like you don't have to copy something. It's kind of like when you look at the when you watch what Simon Cowell will tell someone in a music competition. You can take something in their case a song, but you can make it your own. It's not about emulating what that person did, but if you can take that idea or that thought and make it your own, and that's kind of what you did in that sense.
Yeah, and being in Gainesville, you get a lot of reaction.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Now, what year then did you actually start? When were you doing kind of the full time editorial thing at the Gainesville Sun?
From 97 till about 2008.
Okay.
That's when they started laying people off. And I told the editor, I said, the editorial cartoonist is the canary in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they go, they start getting rid of the features that people like.
Right.
You're starting to go down. And they and I suggested that they, you know, get into the digital world and adjust to it. And they just never did fast enough.
Hold on to that thought, because there's a lot more to this whole story. Obviously, where you get your ideas from the political editorial side on the cartoons is important. But I want to talk to you a little more about that. I got to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Talking to Jake Fuller. Maybe you see his work on Facebook. If you don't, you should. And maybe you used to see his work in the Gainesville Sun. Going to talk about that and how that has changed. And then how that kind of plays into where we are even politically in our country today. It's all part of the Bob Rose Show. I'm Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Bob Rowe Show. Greg Cassidy sitting in for the vacationing Bob Rowe as we are coming up on 9:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers with the answer is always yes. Still waiting on all the voting and things, trying to figure out where Donald J. Trump's big, beautiful bill is going to go, what's going to happen there. I'm still interested to see what all ended up in it, all those amendments from the Senate. Who knows? But I'm sure we will get that clarified for you over the next several days. In studio with me right now, somebody that I had wanted to meet for a very long time because I have enjoyed his work as a political cartoonist, talking about Jake Fuller. We've talked about how for many years he was a part of the editorial page and did the editorial cartoons for the Gainesville Sun. I highly suggest you follow him on Facebook because he's always got something that is topical, timely, it is sharp. I think my most common response, like a lot of people when I read your post, is nailed it. Because you managed to, in one little frame, take whatever Joe Biden did or whatever a politician is doing or something, and in just a line or two, because that's all you've got the image with the art side and then just the right thing. But you saw the transition because, again, you come from that newspaper background for a number of years with the Gainesville Sun. And print, as we know it, just like a lot of things because of technology, you know, we were talking before that you came on, it's like Sears was the original Amazon.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They didn't keep up. Print has kind of had to, it's kind of fallen the same way.
Well, you know, and the problem with a newspaper is there's so many places you can go for information now.
Sure.
On the internet that it's become obsolete. You know, mm-hmm. And the first thing that went, besides myself,
yes,
was the classifieds, and that's where they made most of their money.
Mm.
And once the internet exploded with different places you could, you know, post your
sure.
classified ads, they lost it all.
And now you got pictures and descriptions and links and everything.
You know, you can
yeah.
go on like Facebook Marketplace
yes.
and all these other places, and so they have, that was their revenue source, and they lost it. And so, you know, and even the local news, you know, they started relying on students to get that. And the whole thing just kind of fell apart. But, hey, it is what it is. You know, things move on. And, you know, either you adjust or you find another profession.
Yes. Well, I'm glad, I'm glad that even though the paper itself is, and you're no longer there, the fact that your material still gets out in this digital platform that we have.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate the work that you do.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. It's just fun. I just, when I start to do a cartoon, people say, well, how do you come up with the ideas, you know? And they'll think it's funny, but I'm serious. I pray.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I pray that God will give me a good idea and help me to do it well.
Right.
And come up and formulate it. And he hasn't failed me yet. So,
well, you know, I think a lot of our lives would be a whole lot better if we did a little more of that,
you know,
before we made decisions.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, God delights in helping people and answering prayers. And and that's, for me, it works. So,
talking to Jake Fuller, political cartoonist, editorial cartoonist, if you will. So just briefly, because I know we only got a few minutes left here. And I was talking a little bit earlier with Commissioner Carl Zalek, you know, the divide in our country. You've been in this community for a long time, North Central Florida, and it seems like that bit by bit, and I'm sure that you got reaction more and more when you were still with the Sun, we kind of had, and I think the 24-hour news cycle that we're talking about contributes to that, because we are inundated all the time with information, good, bad, AI, real or fake. I think the division is probably greater than ever before.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, not so much now, because, you know, on Facebook, some people come on and they're kind of nasty with their comments.
Right.
But when I was at the newspaper, I mean, I was called everything in the book. I mean, I was called a Nazi, a communist.
Oh, you feel like Donald Trump.
Yeah. Ultra right, knuckle dragger. That was from my editor.
You've got to be kidding.
No, so
when your editor starts calling you names, there's a problem.
So then I was called gay, homophobic, and this is just from my wife. So, no, but some of the other stuff I can't repeat.
Sure,
I've gotten death threats and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, people, I always thought it was kind of a liberal way of, if they can't refute your opinion, they attack you personally.
Well, they do that,
and that's the first thing they resort to is calling you names, and so, you know, it just comes with the territory. But I kind of think, well, I must have done something right, you know.
Well, because that's the thing, you're looking for a reaction, and I've talked about that with people that over the years, because again, I've been in radio my entire life, so I've trained a lot of folks in this industry, and we have far fewer younger people now because a lot of them don't even grow up listening to the radio, so it's changing like a lot of industries are. But, you know, one thing that I always told them was important is if you can get emotion out of people. Now, it may be happy. They may be angry. They may be sad.
Yeah.
It's still all good in the sense that you've done something to touch that person to get a reaction. And if nothing else, make them think. Because we've kind of become a society where we just kind of go along.
It's all emotion now. I mean,
there's no thinking process.
We've been taught to react everything emotionally.
Yes.
There's no reasoning ability. There's no,
right.
You know, you don't think. Everybody's been taught to think with their emotional side of their brain and not their reasoning side of the brain, and especially young people.
Right.
And so, you know, it's kind of sad because I think that comes back to the educational system. You know, you've been taught to be, you know, react with your emotions.
Right. Where if you can elicit an emotion that makes them then think about it.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I feel the way I do? Why did that make me mad? Why did that bring a tear to my eye? Or why did I laugh? If they can be connected, they don't need to be where they are now, just like the political parties, diametrically opposed.
Yeah, but a lot of times they'll see my cartoon and somebody will get really angry.
Yeah.
And that's their reaction. They don't stop and think, well, maybe he's got a point. You know? They don't do that. They just they get really emotional, you know. And at least I made them think.
You get a reaction.
Yeah, I got a reaction.
So, so like in a day's time, do you just kind of do them on a day-by-day basis? Do you have like two or three things may come to mind for you today? Will you put those down and then decide what to put out? How does that work?
Well, years ago, I went to one of those cartoonist conventions, and I met a guy who was a famous cartoonist, Paul Conrad, from the L.A. Times.
And
He said when he wakes up in the morning, the first thing he would do was look at the newspaper, and the thing that made him the maddest, you know, that's what he'd do a cartoon on.
Oh, wow.
And so that's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jake, Jake Fuller, political editorial cartoonist, a pleasure to meet you finally in person. I feel like I know who you are based on what I see your work every day. And like a lot of folks in our community, we appreciate what you do. Keep doing it. We love it. And I love your inspiration behind it. And especially, thanks for coming by today and helping me out on the show today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Very good. Jake Fuller, and again, check him out on Facebook. Any other places people can find your work archived anywhere?
Yeah, you can go on Jewish World Review, and there are a few other newspapers, like a small newspaper called Buffalo Gap News in Texas.
But Jewish World Review, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. They do a lot of, they have a lot of editorial comments. And,
all right. We'll look forward to it. And again, locally, wherever you are, check them out on Facebook. Hey, we're coming up on 928. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.